Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 94, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 94, I am as God created me. True light is strength, and strength is sinlessness. If you remain as God created you, you must be strong, and light must be in you. He who ensures your sinlessness must be the guarantee of strength and light as well. You are as God created you. Darkness cannot obscure the glory of God's Son. You stand in light, strong in the sinlessness in which you were created, and in which you will remain throughout eternity. You are as God created you, is the one thought which renders the ego silent and entirely undone. The sounds of this world are still, the sights of this world disappear, and all the thoughts that this world ever held are wiped away forever by this one idea. Here is salvation accomplished. Here is sanity restored. I am as God created me. God created me. I am created in His likeness. This reminds me of another lesson. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. God did not create the body, nor all the illusions that the body's eyes see. I am not the body, so what am I? I appear to move the body. I move the body? The ego would say that the muscles and bones is what moved the body. But I'm not the body. The body isn't real. It is imagining. It's thought. How does thought move thought? I will, and the body moves. I expect the body to move. I expect myself to be able to move the body, and so it moves. I have a profound belief that if I will the body to move, it will move. Somewhere in the Course, it says we can literally move mountains, and I believe it. If I can move a body, which is just an illusion, a thought, I can move a mountain, another illusion. I am as God created me. Holy Spirit, help me today to truly believe with no inkling of a doubt that I am as God created me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, say, I am as God created me. I am His Son eternally. Now try to reach the Son of God in you. Nothing is required of you to reach this goal except to lay all idols and self-images aside . Go past the attributes, both good and bad, you have ascribed to yourself . And wait in silent expectancy for the truth. God has Himself promised that it will be revealed to all who ask for it. You are asking now. You cannot fail, because He cannot fail. Thank you for joining with me in remembrance of what we are and who created us. Namaste.